bless sisters
Love
and brothers.
Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, my beautiful, blessed sisters and brothers, prayer warriors, intercessors. God is truly good. God is truly God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. God is truly God, and he's God all by himself. This is your chief apostle, P.A. Stewart, Ph.D., Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries. Yes, we are worldwide. We're not just saying that. We are worldwide. We're reaching the world, over 144 million people. We are reaching, and isn't that a blessing? God is not a liar. God instilled Worldwide Prayer of Faith Ministries, International Prayer of Faith Ministries, Women United for Christ in Prayer, Prayer and Praise Chapel, years before Corona. God knew what was going to happen. Amen. He knows all. Thank you, Jesus. He sees all, and he hears all. Amen. So nothing that is occurring now is a surprise to the Almighty Living God. It may be a surprise to you, but it's not a surprising to him. This is the day the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Can somebody shout hallelujah? So somebody just praise God this morning. Can somebody give God the honor and the glory on this day? Amen. Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until you receive the report from the doctor. Don't wait until you receive the report from the attorney. Don't wait until you receive the report from your children, from your husband or from your wife, or from your real estate agency. You wait until you shout now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. You shout now because victory is yours in the name of Jesus. And you ought to be singing that song, Victory is Mine. Victory is mine. Victory is mine. I told Satan, don't even put him behind. Put him under your feet. Because victory today is mine. I don't know about you, but I claim the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes, victory is mine. Over your enemies, over that situation, over that illness, over that disability, victory is yours right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Over that diabetes, over arthritis, bursitis, rheumatoid arthritis, cancer, heart condition. He's a mind regulator. He's a heart fixer. Victory is mine in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We ought to know how to pray. We ought to know how to shout. We ought to know how to give God the praise, the honor, and the glory on today. Amen. On today, not tomorrow. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are prayer warriors. We're intercessory prayer warriors. And what do prayer warriors do? Amen. They fight. Thank you, Jesus. We take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. Amen. We let the world see that we are walking in the authority of Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good, and we all know that. Amen. Act like you know that you serve a God that could do anything but fail. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Linda and Harry, your children, your family, your grandchildren, we are praying for you. God is a God above, below, beyond, in areas and places that you can't even see, in areas and places that you don't even know about. God is still in charge, and God is with you. Amen. Let God fight those battles. Amen. The battle is not yours. It's the Lord's. God is taking care of you. I heard somebody say God will take care of you. I want you to know this morning, my sisters and brothers, God is taking care of you. The Lord will make your enemies your footstool. I know that's right. I'm not saying anything that I'm not aware of, that I don't know about. The Lord will make your enemies your footstools. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And that's the word of God. Go to Psalm 110. Amen. The Lord said unto thy Lord, I will make thy enemies thy footstool. That's the word. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm excited about today because you know what? This is a brand new day. Amen. And I expect, and you should expect, a miracle on this day. I believe in miracles. What about you? Some things that you have been praying about, some things you have been concerned about, some things that you have been worrying about, and you should not worry if you're praying. Take it to the Lord and leave it there. Take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there. He said it wasn't going to be easy. He said that we'll have trials and tribulations. Yes, that's what he said in his word. And I believe the word of God. Mm-hmm. I love the Lord. I love the Lord. I don't know about you, but I love the Lord. Before Whitney Houston even sang that song, I love the Lord. I knew I love him. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I don't need nobody to tell me that. I know how good God has been to me and to you. Thank you, Jesus. I don't need to know your names. I don't need to know where you're living. But I know God has been good to you and is still being good to you. In the midst of all that's going on, in the midst of COVID, yes, in the midst of COVID, in the midst of Russia and Putin, in the midst of Afghanistan, those that fought in the Vietnam War, those that fought in World War I, World War II, God is still good to us. The word of God tells us that there will be wars and rumors of wars. That's the word. In the midst of all of that that's taking place, we still got to trust God. Lean not to our own understanding. You don't understand it, but you understand it better by and by. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for this blessed day. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for healing in your body. Thank God for giving you shelter, a place to stay, food to eat, a morsel of bread, some clean water. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Praise him that you're able to move a little bit this morning. You may not be able to move as quickly as you did years ago, but thank God you can maybe raise your hand, lift your finger, lift your feet. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Thank him and praise him for what you do have. Thank you, Jesus. And he's working miracles in your life right now. He's providing you with what you need. We know a lot of you have been through some trying times. A lot of you were in the midst of hurricanes, tornadoes. My God, the fires. Jesus, the smoke filling the air in California and other areas. My God, those in Ukraine. My God, my God, my God, my God, God is with you. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Call on Jesus Christ. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. There is something about that name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Something about that name, Jesus. Set the atmosphere this morning and call on the name of Jesus Christ. I dare you to call on the name Jesus Christ. I do devil dare you. You know what we're doing with children. I do devil dare you. Call on the name of Jesus Christ. Call on his name breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't curse nobody out. Somebody said, oh, she's talking to Christians. I heard Christians curse people out. Yes, I have. Now, okay, let's be real. Call on the name of Jesus and watch God move in that situation. Jesus Christ, we need you, Lord. If we ever need the Lord before, we sure do need him now. Hallelujah. And get the word of God in your spirit. Get the word of God in your soul, deep down in your sanctified soul, because there's going to come a time that you're not going to have anything to read. So get the word of God in your spirit right now. Deep down in your sanctified soul. Read those scriptures. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. By his stripes, I'm healed. Love. Hallelujah. Love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, thy spirit, and thy soul. Love him. Thank you, Jesus. There was Superintendent Phillips who could not read. I'm going to get his first name for you all. Black man. Could not read. Went through school. Could not read. But his buddies helped him out. All the way through school, his dad got him a job at the General Motors plant. Could not read. But he went there, and they told him, just sign your name right here. Got a job, could not read. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You can't tell me what God can't do. No degrees. Got a job cleaning up at General Motors. was faithful with cleaning, emptying the trash cans. Faithful. The manager saw how faithful this man was, who could not read. Told him he wanted to promote him. He asked him, how would you like to be one of the bosses around here? You're faithful. He said, no. But the Holy Spirit got a hold of this man and said, you call him back and you say, yes. Could not read. He said, yes. What does I have to do? He told me you have to take a test. Could not read. Told him it was a 3-hour test, I believe. Trigonometry. All types of geometries. Could not read. He went into this big room to take the test. 3-hour test. Could not read. As he opened the book and they said start the test, the Holy Spirit began to minister to him. Complete the first section. On to the second section. G, A, B, C. Complete the second section. The third hour. Completed the third section. Could not read. You can't tell me what God can't do. I know we serve a God that could do anything but fail. My sisters and my brothers, but we got to be faithful to him. We got to love the Lord. We got to be faithful to God first. Put God first in your life. Honor the word of God. Live according to the word of God. Respect the Almighty Living God. And respect yourself and others. Be meek and humble. Meekness is not a weakness. But Superintendent Phillips could not read. When he got back to the job, the boss called him in the office. He was so afraid that the boss would tell him that you failed the test. When he got there, the boss told him, Mr. Phillips, we never had anybody that passed the test 100%, but he could not read. But the Holy Spirit could. Thank you, Jesus. Glory, hallelujah. You can't tell what my God can't do. Superintendent wanted to shout, wanted to leap for joy, but he composed himself until he got out of the manager's office. The man that was cleaning the trash cans, the man that was cleaning the floors in General Motors, passed the test, the first person to pass the test 100% to get that promotion in charge of others. You can't tell me what God can't do, but he could not read. But he knew the word of God. He listened to the word of God. He listened to men and women expound on the word of God. He went to Bible study. He went to new members class. He went to Sunday school. The word of God was inside of him. Could not read. You can't tell me what God can't do. God will promote you. God will promote you. After receiving that promotion, the boss came back and wanted to promote him again. This time, he needed to take a test because they wanted him to go to college. Could not read. My God, my God, my God. Won't God do it? Won't God do it? He said to himself, college? I can't read. But God can. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He had to take an entrance exam. There was in the cafeteria. A man came in, didn't bring his wallet in the cafeteria to pay for his coffee and donuts. Superintendent Phillips said, oh, well, what you need, sir? The man said, I need $1.50. I didn't bring my wallet. The man said, what is your name? He said, Phillips. He said, why are you here? Oh, I take the entrance exam to get into college. He said, okay. Phillips took the test, got back to work, got the notice back, saying he couldn't get the promotion because he didn't pass the entrance exam to get into that college. That was the first letter. The second letter came and said, welcome to so-and-so college. You can't tell me what God can't do. You never know who God is going to put in front of you. You never know who God is going to send to help you. Remember, he met the president or dean of their college and gave him $1.50 to buy his coffee and donuts. He remembered Philip's name. Glory, hallelujah. God knows your name. God knows exactly what you need. God knows who you are. Depend on God and not man. The man was promoted who could not read and got an entrance into a college. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Never too late. Never too late. He's an on-time God. He is an on-time God. Yes, he is. God will give you what you need when you need it. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Don't listen to man. You listen to your almighty living God. He's a miracle worker, and he's working miracles in your life right now. Superintendent Phillips completed college, traveled all around the world, and places where he never imagined where he could be. My God, my God, my God. And this is not a fairy tale. It's a true story. But he had the word of God in his spirit. He had the word of God and down in his flesh. He lived according to the word of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He believed the word of God. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And he trusted in God. I believe that God is working some miracles out for you, you, and you right now. Sister Greta, God is working a miracle out for you. Trust in God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Continue to seek the almighty living God. God is working a miracle for you, Sister Greta, in your life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Dr. Alice Poole Davis, God is working a miracle out for you and your family, your husband, your children, your grandchildren. Dr. Bernice Moore Wright, God has worked a miracle out for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. By his stripes, he has healed your kidney. No more dialysis. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He provided your son with a second kidney. And we thank God for Jesus. Christopher Moore, we thank God for blessing you with a second chance. Young man, God is blessed with a second chance. We thank God. Glory, hallelujah. Evangelist Janet Griffith, Jonathan, Victor, Christina, the grandchildren. Evangelist Janet, God is blessing you right now. You ought to praise his hand. Forget about the past and walk into your future. Walk into the newness of Jesus Christ and praise him and glorify him and magnify him. Thank you, Pastor Victor Mines. First Lady Minds, God is blessing you, blessing your church as you continue to be faithful to God. Yes, my sisters and brothers, continue to be faithful to God, and God is faithful to you. Thank you, Dr. Jill, Dr. Ron Green. Thank you. Be blessed. Be encouraged. God has given you traveling mercy. Dr. Ron Green, as you leave Miami, Florida to travel to Baltimore, Maryland, give him traveling mercy. Hallelujah, glory be to God. God is faithful to you, Bobby Gladden, singing the songs of Zion. Sister Brenda Gladden, God is faithful to you. Reverend Dr. Harry P. Close, God is faithful to you and your wife, Gwen, and your sons, your grandchildren, your daughters. God is faithful. God is faithful. Evangelist Jack Nita Taylor, God is faithful to you. Call on his name. We want to hear from you. Jesus Christ is the answer. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Reverend Dr. Charles E. Savage, God is faithful. First Lady Sister Nettie, God is faithful. Bishop Reginald Kennedy, God is faithful. Your church, your family, God is faithful. Your sons and your wife, God is faithful to your family in its entirety. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Sharon Ricks, God is faithful. Minister Barbara Duffy, God is faithful to you and your family in its entirety. God is faithful to your mom, mother, deacon, Mamie Duffy. God is a mind regulator and a heart fixer. Thank you, Jesus, touching her mind right now, touching her spirit right now, lifting her up in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We pray for the chief apostle, Deborah O. Gilmore, one body with many parts. To God be the glory, church of worship. Bishop, we're praying for you. Gregory Gilmore, Sr., Pastor Gregory Gilmore, Jr., First Lady Melissa, Pastor, we're praying for you. Pastor, Minister, Mother, Lady, we're praying for you. Reverend Sharon, we're praying for you. Erica, your husband and your son and daughter, we're praying for you. God is able. God is able. Don't give up. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Thank you, Jesus. Reginald Duffy, we're praying for you. Prophet Reginald Duffy, we're praying for you. God is a good God. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Desmond Stewart, we're lifting you up in prayer. God is able. God is able. Look to God and live. Look to God and live. God will deliver you and set you free. Look to Jesus Christ and live. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank God for our Archbishop. Hallelujah. Alamasi, we are praying for you. Your husband, King Alamasi. Your mom, the bishop, we are praying for her too. Your family in its entirety. The work that God has called you out to do. Establish your radio ministry, your TV ministry. God, your university, your schools. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Her worldwide ministry, we're praying for you, Archbishop Alamasi. A woman with a vision from God. Your transportation services, your bank. Nobody but God. God has established these things for you, Archbishop Alamasi. We thank God for you. The work you've done in the Pentagon, years and years and years. We thank God for the woman of God and the man of God. We thank God, glory be to God, hallelujah. Ruth Bellamy, Brother Bellamy, we're praying for you. Your faithfulness in the nursing home ministry. Your faithfulness, great is thy faithfulness. Brother Alfred Bellamy, thank you for your faithfulness. Sister Ruth Bellamy, thank you for your faithfulness. Pastor Victor Mines and his wife, Karen Mines, thank you for your faithfulness. Annette Smith, Elder Annette Smith, Elder Dawn Smith, Keep Hope Alive Ministries, thank you for your faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Continue to be faithful to God. Bishop Simmons, thank you for Simmons Memorial Church on a corner where it's needed in the heart of the city. Thank you for your prayers and your support of the people that need you right where you are. Your prayers are being answered. The anointing is being poured out on the streets, the city streets. The anointing of God is being poured out. He said, in the latter days, I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah. Old men will dream dreams and young will prophesy. Greater work ye shall do, men and women of God. Greater work ye shall do. Call upon the name of Jesus Christ in times like these. I found the answer. I learned how to pray. Rosie Trahan, we're praying for you. Shanita Kelly, we're praying for you and the great work you're doing as a real estate agent. We thank God for you being a woman of God, praying for God's people to receive a blessing and not a burden. We're praying for your children. Zariel Kelly, who skipped several grades and now in college. Thank you, Jesus. Bless this true child of God as she go forth and do a great work. Ryel Kelly, we are praying for you. God is good. Diamond Tiggle, we're praying for you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Mary Robinson, we're keeping you lifted up in prayer. God is able. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. Mother Annie Green, Mother Nita, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Nelson family in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, we are praying for you. God is good. God is good. Brother Frank Nelson, we are praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. God will keep you in the midst of everything that's going on. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We're praying for the Harvin family, the Duncan family, the Brailsford, the Gladys. We're praying for you. Hallelujah. We're praying for your husband, Thomas. We're praying that God will comfort this family in its entirety in the loss of their loved one. Apostle Margie Mercer, we're praying for you and your children, your grandchildren, your ministry, the work God has called out for you to do, fivefold ministry. Reverend Dr. Teresa Mercer, we're praying for you and your prayer warriors, your intercessory prayer warriors, the great work that you've been doing for years and years and years with the Baltimore City Police Department. You started the wheel turning, Reverend Dr. Teresa Mercer, and we thank God for you. You started that, and we thank God for those that continue to serve in the capacity as chaplains. Sister Denise, we're praying for you, your health, your strength, that God will strengthen you and keep you in perfect peace. Your daughter, we're praying, Father God, that you'll touch your mind, body, spirit, and soul. We're praying for your family in its entirety and all of your loved ones. Glory, hallelujah. Husbands and wives, we're praying for you, that God will continue to bless your marriages, have you to grow together in the strength of Jesus Christ, stronger in the Lord. Call upon the name of Jesus, husbands and wives, male and female. We thank you right now, Father God. You created us in your image. We thank you. We thank you right now for blessing marriage ordained by God. Male and female, we thank you, Father God. We are being obedient to the word of God. We thank you. We thank you. We lift you up, Jesus. We're grateful to you. We thank you, Father God, for unshackling those that are burdened with that desire to use drugs, alcohol. Father God, we dismiss that spirit right now in the name of Jesus. They'll be addicted to the word of God and not to drugs and alcohol, crack cocaine, heroin, shooting those needles in their veins. Dismiss it right now in the name of Jesus. They will not have the desire to even hear that word. Trouble their minds and their spirits that they will not want to go among drugs or alcohol, illegal drugs. We canceled out right now in our communities, in our homes, in our schools, in our churches. Illegal drugs, we canceled out in our community. We canceled out on our boats and our ships, the jets, the planes that are bringing, the cars that are bringing those illegal drugs into our communities. We stop it right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we know you could do it. We're praying for deliverance and healing for our sons and daughters, husbands and wives, children, great-grandchildren. Generational curses will be dismissed right now in the name of Jesus. Generational curses, that drug addiction, alcoholism, gambling, lying, stealing, whoremongering, gossiping. We dismiss that right now. Generational curses will be dismissed right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Generational curses. We dismiss you from our lives, our homes, our children, our loved ones, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. No more generational curses. We're brand new creatures in Christ. And we welcome the Holy Spirit into our lives right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Somebody should be shouting right now, praising God right now. We are dismissing and breaking those generational curses. We are burning them up. Send them back to the pits of hell from which they came, never to return. No more generational curses. In the name of Jesus. We're calling upon the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. We welcome the Spirit of the living God into the lives of our grandchildren, great-grandchildren, great-great-grandchildren. We welcome the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus. God, we know you can do it. We're claiming it. We decree it and declare generational curses are broken right now on this day. Hallelujah. No more drug addicts. No more drug pushers. No more murderers. No more liars. No more thieves. Hallelujah. No more homosexuality. It's not of God. It's not of God. It's not of God in the name of Jesus. You are a male. God created you. You are a female. God created you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Hallelujah. We pray for our President of the United States. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We pray for our President right now that you touch his mind, his spirit, and his soul and dismiss that spirit that's been planted in his mind. We pray for his wife, Dr. Jill Biden. God is love. Yes, God is love. We love everybody, but God hates the sin. Thank you, Jesus. We pray for Vice President Kamala Harris. We pray for her spouse. We pray for the head of the household. The male should be the head of the household. In the name of Jesus. No matter how much money the wife makes, the male living according to the will of God, the word of God, is the head of the household. People of God, if he's living according to the word of God, teaching his, training his children in the way he should go, he's the head of the household. Thank you, Holy Spirit. There'll be no more single parents. God is bringing male and female together in marriage. God created Adam and Eve, a helpmate for Adam. And we thank you right now, Father. We thank you right now. We praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you. Umbala Shamba Ikala Shata. We thank you right now, Father God. You're a good God. You're a blessed God. You are God above all gods. And we praise your name and glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. As we get on our way to travel to our jobs, as we get on our way, Father God, to walk to school, to the universities for education, touch our children and bless them and protect them from seeing unseen danger. Protect us as we go into the supermarkets. Protect us as we go into the shopping malls. Protect us as we go, Father God, to ride the buses and the trains and the airplanes, Father God, the helicopters, as we go on our jobs, Father God. Put a hedge of protection around your people right now in the name of Jesus. God, glory be to God. We come against that spirit, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Put a hedge of protection around your people. Dispatch your heavenly host of angels around your people. No weapon formed against us will prosper. We're praying for the salvation of the unsaved. Salvation is free. It don't cost you nothing. Thank you, Jesus. And we are the church. My sisters and brothers, you are the church. Get it in your spirit. That's a building. I know the word of God says, forsake not the assembly of the saints, and we want to be obedient to the word of God. But you are the church. You're the walking epistles. Pray for someone. Intercede for someone. Let someone know that Jesus loves them. Let them know that Christ is real. Let them know that he sent his only begotten son into this world, who suffered, died, and bled for our sins. He who knew no sin. Our God is not dead. Saints of God, I pray that we'll act like it, that we serve a living Savior. Delegate Melvin Stooks, we're praying for you. Pastor Linda Smith, Road to Life Ministries, we're praying for you and your family. Elder Barbara Scott, we're praying for you. Pastor Loretta Sumter, South Carolina, Santee, South Carolina, we're praying for you. Apostle Murray Davis Edwards, we're praying for you. Flying Eagles Ministry, we're praying for you. Pastor Rosie Cobia, we're praying for you. Victorious Faith in Christ Church in Edgewood, Maryland. We are praying for you. Sister Gloria Henson and family, Monique Brown, Aaron Henson, we're praying for you. Sister Carolyn Brown, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. Those that are in nursing homes, the hospital that's going to get a surgery right now, somebody in the midst of getting ready to get a surgery right now, God is with you. God is with you. Yes, he is a healer, and he's an on-time God. Touch the surgeon, the nurses, the doctors, the anesthesiologists. In the name of Jesus, you'll come out as pure gold. He's a miracle worker. Yes, he is. By his stripes, you are healed. Sister Burdetta Washington, we are praying for you. God is a good God. You are a living miracle. Diane Green, we're praying for you. Maddie Hightower, Ricky Hightower, Rhonda Hightower, we're praying for you. TJ Staten, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Strauss Smallwood, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Chancellor of Global Bible University, Apostle Montgomery, Alberta V. Montgomery, we are praying for you and the great work that you're still doing in times like these. Thank God for Jesus. Woman of God, doing a great work, have not given up. Patty Sparks and family, we are praying for you. God is able. God is able. Won't he do it? Keyway Shelton, we're praying for you and your family in its entirety. Your wife, your children and grandchildren. Your aunts, uncles, we're praying for you, Brother Keyway. We're praying for the Savage family. Thank you, Jesus. We thank God. We thank God. Sister Mae Dowdy, we're praying for you. Those in Germany, yes, we're praying for you. Venezuela, we're praying for you. Yes, Mount Moriah Baptist Church, we're praying for you. Hallelujah. Christian Memorial Church, we're praying for you and your new pastor. God is able. You held on. You held on. The God's unchanging hand. Sister Wendy, we're praying for you and your business. Stitches in the wind. Sister Wendy Jones, we're praying for you. Dr. Paul Johnson. Brother Jerry Pathia, Dr. Wallace Johnson, Sister Jacqueline Anderson, Beatrice Ward, Brother Anderson, we're praying for you, Sister Irma Johnston, we're praying for you, Sister Roxanne Jones, thank you, Jesus, God is able, Pastor Geraldine Morton, Judah Worship Center, we're praying for you, a great work that you're doing in our community, God is a healer. He's healed you over and over and over again. We thank you, Father God, because you are a mind regulator and a heart fixer, and we know that you can do it. Pastor Shirley Caesar, we're praying for you in your travels and your work. We thank you for coming out of retirement. We thank you, Father God, to Pastor Shirley Caesar. Her niece, Tammy Caesar, we thank God for you, Pastor Tammy Caesar. The great work that you're doing in the community. Brother Joe Richardson, we're praying for you. Thank God that God has given you a desire to help the Midtown Edmondson Avenue Improvement Association and that community. Thank God for you, Brother Joe Richardson. Do the work that God has called you out to do. Bless the community. Bless the community. Bless the community. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Pastor Rosalind Irvin, yes, we're praying for you. Sister Cora Ray, we're praying for you. Sister Beatrice, we're praying for you. Sister Barnes, we're praying for you. Patrice Barnes, we're praying for you. God is able. Yes, he is. God is able. We thank God for you. He's an on-time God. And we know he may not come when you think he should come, but he's always on time. Dr. Earl Kidwell, we are praying for you. Deacon Kay, we are praying for you, my dear brother. Dr. Kevin Carter, we're always praying for you and your mom and your family, your sisters. We lift you up in prayer. Vicky, we're praying for you and your son, Nicholas. We're praying that God will instill in him the word of God, that he'll do the will of God with his talents and gifts that God has blessed him with. Melissa, we're praying for you and your daughter as she traveled to college. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Serenity, we're praying for you and your brothers, your sisters, and your mom. Yes, God has heard your prayer. God has answered your prayer. We're praying for husbands and wives to band together as one, families to join together as one in Jesus Christ. God will bring you through every situation, every circumstance that you're going through. God is able. I want you to trust him this morning. I want you to hold on to God's unchanging hand. We're praying for our governors and our mayors that they will band together in one in the name of Jesus. Leadership, president of city council, join together in the name of Jesus. State's attorney, call upon the name of Jesus. Ask him for that godly wisdom, godly knowledge, and godly understanding. Let not your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Believe in God. He will turn your life around. Can't nobody do you like Jesus. He's your friend to the bitter end. No matter what you've done, no matter what's going on in your life, you hold on to God's unchanging hand. Trust God. Call upon the name of Jesus. He's healing you right now. Crystal Pope, we're praying for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sister Brooke, we're praying for you. Hallelujah. We're asking the Holy Spirit to go into your homes. Send forth his healing power into your homes. That your homes will be filled up order. Order. Order in your homes. You've heard them say order in the court. Order in your homes, in your lives, on your jobs, in your situation. Order in your bank account. Order on your shopping list. God will make a way out of no way. Order your home, in your life, in your mind, in your spirit. Someone is all confused this morning, don't know which direction to go in. Touch that mind right now in the name of Jesus. God, you are a mind regulator. Regulate that mind. We speak against mental illness right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody's thinking about committing suicide. Not on our watch. Not on our watch will you commit suicide. Put down those razors. Put down that gun. Put down that knife. Put down those pills in the name of Jesus. We will not commit suicide on our watch in the name of Jesus. God has a plan for your life. Do not give up. Cry out to the Almighty Living God. Surrender to him right now. Surrender to God. Surrender to God. Cry out and say, God, I surrender to you. I turn my life over to you. I believe, God, you are God that can do anything but fail. You trust God and believe it in your mind, body, spirit, and soul, and it shall be done. God has a plan for your life. Not an hour watch will you commit suicide. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for touching that individual. Put down that weapon in the name of Jesus. Glory be to God. God is right there with you. He said he'll never leave you nor forsake you. Trust him. He will bring you through every situation. He's bringing you through right now. He's bringing you through right now. Somebody ought to praise God. Somebody ought to shout hallelujah. He's bringing you through. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for that miracle right now. Thank you for that miracle right now in the name of Jesus. We're praying for you in Ukraine. Yes, we are. God is able. God is able. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Washington, D.C., we are praying for you that the Spirit of God will fall fresh in the White House, Congress, House of Representatives. The Spirit of God will fall fresh. Thank you, Jesus. Crown the head with godly wisdom, godly knowledge, godly understanding, and divine intelligence, divine wisdom from God. Bless someone right now that's about to take a test. Grant them divine intelligence and divine wisdom. Bless them right now. And we thank, we glorify you, and we magnify you. I believe in miracles. I believe God is able. I believe I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Ask and ye shall receive. Knock and doors shall be opened. God is opening some doors for someone right now. Don't be afraid to walk through those doors. Don't be afraid of success. God is opening doors for you right now in the name of Jesus. And he's shutting some other doors that you don't need to try to even try to open or go back in. God is saying, move forward. God is saying, move forward, my sisters and my brothers. God is saying, move forward. Forget about the past. The past is the past, and you can't do anything about that. God is saying, move forward. Walk into the newness of Jesus Christ. God is giving you a fresh anointing today. To do what you couldn't do yesterday, you'll be able to do it today and forever. Divine healing. Divine healing. Divine healing. Divine deliverance. Divine intelligence. Divine wisdom. Divine knowledge comes from God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Blessing us with a spirit of peace, the peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace, divine peace. Blessed is the peacemaker. They'll be called the children of God. You want to be blessed? Walk in the wisdom of God, divine wisdom. Blessed is the peacemaker. Blessed is the peacemaker. Blessed is the peacemaker. I anoint you right now with a spirit of peace, a spirit of love, a spirit of understanding, straight from God. Thank you, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Son of God. Thank you, Waymaker. Thank you, a friend to the bitter end. Thank you, the mighty surgeon. Thank you, the lawyer in the courthouse. You go into those prison cells behind every prison bar and touch every individual, Father God. Let them fall on bended knees and surrender to the Almighty Living God. Somebody's about to be released on this day. Let them be released in a new life in Jesus Christ and provide them with what they stand in need of, a job, a home, food, clothes, but most of all, the spirit of the Almighty Living God. Let them walk in the newness of Jesus Christ. Let them cry out to you, those that behind prison bars that are innocent. Release them in the name of Jesus with everything that they stand in need of. And let them surrender to you. Those, Father God, that may be those that have committed crimes, Father God, let them live in a new life of Jesus Christ. Let them see you. Let them witness the hand of Jesus Christ, the Almighty Living God. Our God is not there. Touch every warden. Every police officer, touch them right now in the name of Jesus, that they will do the will of God and the people will be obedient to the laws of the land. Thank you, Jesus. I see a cleansing taking place, a cleansing taking place, a cleansing taking place. Thank you, Jesus, in your spirit, in your life, in your home, on your job, a cleansing taking place in your mind right now. God is clearing things up. A brighter day ahead. A brighter day in the name of Jesus. A cleansing. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for that cleansing right now. Thank you for that cleansing that individual's mind. You'll no longer be confused. You'll know exactly what to do from this day forth. No more confusion in that situation that you've been praying about. God has given you the answer. Go forth. Go forth. Go forth and do it. Thank you. Walk into your miracle. Walk into your miracle. You've been praying about it. God has given you the answer. Go forth and walk into your miracle. Walk into your blessing. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. People of all ages have search for the super consciousness within them and a method by which to activate it. Long before the time of Jesus, the ancient people had various secret names they eroded or activated their super consciousness, the third deeper level of the mind that is filled with miracle power in man. They felt that if you would hold to that secret word, motto or text in time of trial, it would rearrange your affairs, bringing you through to victory. The priests of the Old Testament aroused the superconscious level of divine power and man by affirming and meditating over and over upon the words, I am, or I am that I am. Moses had learned that secret text from the Egyptian who had written it upon the walls of every Egyptian temple. The Hebrews of the Old Testament released the superconscious power within them by meditating upon the name Jehovah, which they considered so powerful that they did not speak it. They meditated upon the variations of this name for producing specific results. Jehovah Jireh for prosperity. Jehovah Rapha for healing. Jehovah Shalom for peace of mind. Jehovah Nisi for protection. My God, my God. Jehovah Rara for guidance and love. The word Jehovah is the Old Testament Hebrew word, which corresponds to the New Testament Greek word Christ. By taking the word Jehovah, meditating upon it, affirming it, you can feel its quickening power through and through. The word Jehovah, Christ, is charged with spiritual power far above and beyond any other word in the human race. My God, my God, my God. The people of Asia had long entombed the word Jehovah as a name for God and the release of his goodness. An Eastern mystic releases the superconscious power within him by drawing in his breath and decreeing out loud Jehovah 12 times. He then holds his breath and repeats the name 24 times until finally he feels the God power within him. He is released within and around him. My God, the name Jehovah, the name Jesus. There's something about that name Jesus. There's power in the name Jehovah. Place it in your spirit. Call it out. Scientists tell us that there are no miracles. The only working of higher laws not commonly understood. Actually, there seems to be one set of natural laws for the physical world and another for the invisible world of mind and spirit. The laws of the mind and the spirit are so much stronger that they can be used to neutralize, activate, incinerate, and even reverse the laws of the physical world, which, when necessary, use. Jesus taught the higher laws of the mind and the spirit and used them to perform apparent miracles. By developing the Christ consciousness, you also have the access to that same miracle working power. You'll hear the rest of the story on tomorrow. The miracle working power and how to release that miracle working power in you. There's something about that name Jesus. Jehovah means Christ. Use that miracle working power in you today. Call on the great Jehovah, Jesus Christ. Something about that name Jesus. Hallelujah, glory be to God. Whatever you stand in need of, he'll make a way out of no way. He'll fight your battles for you. The battle is not yours, it's the Lord's. Write to me. This is your chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 2502, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229, chief apostle, Patricia Stewart, PhD. Write to me at P.O. Box 25021, Baltimore, Maryland, 21229. Send me your prayer request and request your prayer rug. God bless you. Tune in again on tomorrow, 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. God is in charge.